Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedallyradio.com. Hi, this is Kate. Make sure and go to preparewithkate.com. Preparewithkate.com. You're going to get special deals from my Patriot Supply and a payment plan. Isn't that amazing? You can do this on payments, which makes it easier on the budget, but make sure you have a food supply. Make sure you're adding to that food supply. All you need to do is go to preparewithkate.com. Thanks, you guys.
The only virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
There's not going to be an endpoint to this vaccination program. We're rolling out boosters now. So we've got another wave of people that we need to make sure that we're protecting again. So those who were vaccinated 6 months ago, we really need them to come back, or we need to go to them.
My name is Chris Smitherson, and I'm unvaccinated. Ever since Omicron hit, I just felt so alone. I feel so left out since all my vaccinated friends have COVID. Every time I see my vaccinated friends all hanging out inside, wearing masks because they all have COVID, I really start to regret my decision not to get the jab. Sometimes I fake a sneeze just to feel included, but they can tell I'm healthy. I've tried everything. I lick doorknobs, I double-dip guacamole, I even ate a Golden Corral. But nothing worked. No matter how hard I try, I just can't get the Rona. Since I can't be quarantined with my friends, I guess I just have to continue on with my life.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
We are at 6.6 million. That 600,000 happened in 1 week. Jeez Louise. I welcome you to the show. We're one of the rare shows that actually is here for the truth and no other reason. And I really applaud those that listen, because I know that you know that we're here for the right reasons. And there's so much in the news today. How are we going to cover this? We have two great guests. We have Dr. Pesta, and we have James Martinez coming on talking about Operation Mind Control. He's the author of that. And where do we even start? There's so much in the news.
It's pretty insane.
You know, the news clip coming in to the show, if you were listening to that from the Kate Daly Show website, here in St. George, people can buy million-dollar homes like it's, you know, water. But they have a free tax service for those that can't afford hiring somebody for their taxes. Okay. I just want to make sure we had that straight. Okay. Our little freebie programs are killing us, people. I don't know why we're so insistent on making sure that, and I realize not everybody is in $1 million home or $500,000 home. I get it. Trust me. But I'm sorry. In today's America, you can get your taxes done online for free even. I mean, this is the programs that they keep inventing are ridiculous, and I'm just tired of them. The Hero Award goes to John Stockton for standing up to Gonzaga, right? Or what's the name
Gonzaga
of it?
University.
Yeah, and saying, I'm not wearing a stupid mask. You can take your piece of cloth and shove it. Or the sun don't shine. Yay, I love John Stockton. Thank mm-hmm. you. There was an article today, Stephanie, I think DeGraw did, on just a crowd just a crowd, not a large crowd, right, according to the article, but just a crowd for the pro-life rally. Just a crowd.
Just a crowd.
Name just a few people, and they took a photo with just a few people at the very, very beginning to make it look like hardly anyone went. How many would you say were there?
I would say a couple of hundred people were there.
Yeah, the photos didn't really reflect that, though. It was kind of interesting. It's always interesting to me whenever there's something pro-life or conservative, it seems as though the news always paints it as not much to see here. Am I wrong?
No, that's what they do.
Yep, every time I always look for a crowd, because when they have something like "Let's murder babies," grab your combat boots and your anger and run on down to make sure you promote the murdering of babies, innocent victims in the womb, they always say a large crowd and then overestimate it. Right? They'll say thousands were there when there was like 100.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the flip side of that, and it's just my personal beef, on the flip side of that, when it's a conservative issue, it's nobody came, pretty much. The pictures always represent nothing happened here.
Yeah.
So Eric spoke, right?
Eric spoke. He gave a great speech. Knights of Columbus received an award for their participation in saving babies.
Okay. Let's see here. A whole, truck full of monkeys crashed and escaped. You guys realize, I'm sorry, you realize that these are the precursors to oopsies. You remember that thing that we have in a lab that hasn't been around forever? This is how it gets going, is an escaped monkey. It's almost like the plot of a movie.
Yeah,
kind of like that. And, we can't find our monkey that was infected with just the very thing that would scare everybody to death. So can a new variant be released, or smallpox, through these monkeys that just happened to escape from a truck that somehow, some way, that certain truck met its demise? Give me a break. People see through this stuff, right?
Well, I'm not sure, because, I'm well aware, and I'm sure you are, that over the last few decades, many, many bioweapons have escaped the laboratories.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How many have you heard of over
the years?
None?
It's a great way to get something out without having any blame, so that our government can't blame itself. Now, they won't point to the fact that they have something that isn't supposed to be around anymore, with gain of function in a lab, in the military army lab in Atlanta and in Russia. So just never mind that part. But I just wanted to make mention that this is exactly how they'll blame things getting tossed around, is oops, our monkey, or oops, you remember that lab sample we had, the 16 samples that just went missing? Yeah, that. What, are we this stupid?
Well, what's really stupid is they expect us to believe these are accidents when, in fact, they're breaking international law by developing these things.
Uh-huh.
We were only breaking the law.
But let's just blame it on Wuhan and China when we're the ones that are funding the whole thing. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. There'll be lots of monkeys escaping and samples being suddenly mysteriously gone from transportation. Now, if you think about it, just ask yourself this one question. Where were they transporting the monkeys to? Where were they bringing them to? I'm just curious. Were they gonna take them from the lab and then return them to the lab? Were they just taking them on a joy cruise so they could see the sights? Yeah, I don't think so. Where were they going? Yeah. Who's working on them?
They were taking them on a
picnic.
Are you
guys tired of this crap? I'm tired of this crap. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
This is Mike up in Bountiful.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
And I heard you just talking about the
monkeys.
Stockton thing. I'm an avid listener to 1280 The Zone. They're the biggest sports station up here.
Uh-huh.
They brought it up, and Han Dolson, one of the main, talk show guys, he said, I'm really worried about John, his mental state.
I'm worried about that guy that's announcing its mental state, but go ahead. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because he said, I haven't heard of any, because John Stockton said, talked about the athletes that have dropped dead.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Over 100.
And all these, Yeah, and all these sports guys are like, I haven't heard anything about that. I would have heard of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. But now the Utah Jazz sports station is now calling Stockton a kook. That's just ridiculous.
Of course. They have to. They have to, because somebody that's respected and that's never been a kook before, right, quote unquote, but somebody that's really respected, you come out against the narrative and you're that popular? Oh, wow. Yeah, they've got to bring him down in the sports arena. Sure.
Yeah, it's just
I know.
So
it's
unnerving. But so yeah, maybe if you know people want to call 1280 the zone and you know share their thoughts.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Thank you. I think that's an awesome idea. All right,
just wanted to point that out.
Appreciate it. Thank you. By the way, I'm in Facebook prison again, censorship jail for the next 29 days again. I even shortened the word COVID to the C letter. And I'm in jail. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. By the way, go right ahead.
It's Jailbird Kate.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, again.
Obviously, you're in jail because you don't know much about monkeys.
Right.
Because monkeys are like dirty laundry.
Oh.
You've got to air them out. And if you don't air them out, then they're not cooperative.
Right.
When you shoot crap into them.
Right.
And turn them into chimeras.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's just a way to keep your chimera satisfied.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when you have chimera, you got to do something with it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. And you have to make sure they get a tour around the city and then bring them right back to the lab. But oopsies, big accident happened and some got away. Yep. This way you can never blame anybody. See, well, they were just doing research. Research on what? Oh, I don't know. Just research. For what? Ask yourself why they have gain of function on smallpox when smallpox has been eradicated. If they're so concerned about convincing you that vaccines work and that vaccines got rid of smallpox, why do they insist on having it around still? Okay, I just thought I would air that.
You know, they've abused monkeys for a long time. Do you remember that movie in 1987, Project X?
Yeah.
Where they were radiating the monkeys as they were being pilots to see how pilots would survive radiation in a nuclear war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poor monkeys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Poor us for being so stupid that we believe all this stuff. And poor us for just giving into this kind of stuff. When we come back, I want to talk about a Salt Lake Trib story. I can't stand the Salt Lake Tribune. I think it's one of the most awful organizations. But then Deseret News is a close second. So what do you know, what can you say in the state of Utah? We're being so propagandized. It's sad. But, you know, local, too. I'm sorry, but when was the last time you actually saw a conservative story point something out? You don't. You don't see it. In fact, if you write editorials in the conservative vein, you won't get published.
Nope.
And it's a really sad state of affairs right now because the editors hired are very, very liberal and like to cater to liberal points of view. This is how it works. And so the mini USA Todays, I mean, it's just a difficult time right now because you're only going to get one side of the story. You can't point anything out like what we just talked about in the last 15 minutes. Can't do it. Can't do it. They won't. They refuse.
Yep.
Because that's not news. The only news is what propaganda do we get to feed you next? And what is the appropriate byline and the appropriate narrative? And one of them is going to be John Stockton a kook. And everybody that questions is a kook.
Yeah.
And just go with what we say. And that's going to be your headline news in every news organization. Welcome to 2022.
Yeah.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse. And it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. The Constitution gives Congress the responsibility to pass laws, but for decades, Congress has sidestepped this responsibility by creating bureaus and agencies and giving them the authority to issue regulations, which seem to have the power of law. You can be fined or jailed for a violation of these regulations. Many of them would never have been enacted if congressmen had to vote on them, because they would have been voted out of office in the next election. So these unelected bureaucrats issue more and more of these radical job-killing regulations. One of the objectives of the Trump administration was to, quote, deconstruct the administrative state. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, baby, do that to me once again. Pass that by me one more time. Once just isn't enough for my heart to hear.
Time.
While I got you,
just do that to me one more time. Thank you. Really appreciate it. How many times have I been in jail since September? This is my fifth time, I think.
Really?
Yeah, in the last like 5 months. Yeah, about the fifth time. Anywho, welcome back to the show. And what was I going to say? Oh, garage doors only. Love you guys. By the way, did you know you can sign? You can sign that petition. For, you know, hand counting ballots, the thing that Governor Cox and little D.D. Henderson are very, very afraid that you'll do. Remember they told you to and warned you that you better not do that because the elections are perfect. And if you do that, that's not very nice. Well, I would insist that you go to garage doors only and put your signature on there. You have to do it in person. And garage doors only on Bluff Street, the top of Bluff Street. Make sure that you go there and sign. Just stop on your way wherever you're going and sign that petition. And I hope they put it like a sign outside that says, sign this petition for hand counting ballots. Because everyone's pretty, I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock at this point to not know that we have huge amounts of fraud in our elections. And these politicians around here, for the most part, like Don Ibsen, love it that we have mail-in voting for more fraud. And so he told me that. He loved it. He loved that we had mail-in voting. Because he said it was really going to up the numbers to me. And fraud. Anyway, Garage Doors Only, amazing company, and you can go get the best garage door. I did. My garage doors came from Garage Doors Only. And when you have anything that you need, they will be right there to do it. They are amazing with customer service. You'll love them. Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200,
868-1200. You know, even Brandon said, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes.
It doesn't matter if you're alive to vote. Yeah. It's just the vote.
Yeah, as long as it gets counted, that's all that matters.
Yeah, we don't care. One of the infected monkeys could sign a ballot. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just the vote. So anyway, I just wanted you guys to be very aware that we need to sign that by the end of January, and it's coming up. So what are we on, the 24th? So the most disgusting article, and it's hard for me to talk about this without getting emotional because my hatred for all things hospital is going to show, because I think they're so dangerous. I think the hospitals are dangerous places to be. Okay. So realize that I deal with letters from all over the country of loved ones being bullied by hospitals and ignorant doctors that don't know what they're doing. And so far, anyone that has received help from our information, doing great. So I have a pretty good track record with giving good doctors information that the hospitals have an 80 to 90% death rate. So you can trust who you want, of course. Okay. So the hospitals came out, Salt Lake Tribune said, for kids under five, the Omicron variant is not so mild. These were the last words that Justice Lee Francis spoke to his mother, Yvonne, as Yvonne allowed the hospital to put her little three-year-old on a ventilator. He said, I sorry, mommy. Mommy hugs. I scared. I don't like it, mommy. They put him on a ventilator at Primary Children's. He has asthma. So what did they give him? Paralytic medicine to shove a ventilator down his throat. These are doctors with medical coats on that tell you to trust them. This is how sick and evil it's getting. Justin Lee is a three-year-old, one of nearly 140 Utah children under the age of 15 who have been hospitalized with COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks. I'd love to know what his oxygen was, because I'm going to guess it was in the 80s or 90s. Which is, I think, is criminal. Criminal. I really hope that when these kids die from being on the ventilator, because I'm going to guess they're giving them remdesivir, that they sue the pants off these doctors personally. I hope they do. These are a sick, sick bunch that will do this. So Dr. Andrew Pavia at Primary Children said, there is reason to think the Omicron acts differently in younger children. Now, think about what he just said. There is reason to think. Not that it is. Just reason to think, because you know why? They don't know, right? So their ignorance shows. And so for them, well, we'll stick them on a ventilator just like we would somebody in their 40s and kill them off, I guess, is the message here.
Yeah, there's reason to think that person has had a lobotomy.
I read this, my stomach is turning right now. So this is what Dr. Idiot Pavia says. We're seeing the shift towards more disease in younger children. I'm sorry, what disease? Because Omicron, it's official. It's official. Things are fatigue and muscle ache. Oh, I just want to throw up right now. Can you imagine a little boy saying, I don't want this. Mommy, I'm scared. And the mother allowing them to shove a give them paralytic medicine that makes it worse and shove a ventilator down them. Stop doing this to our adults and our kids. I just want to throw up right now. Anyway,
so
I don't know what to say.
Not only that, but this three-year-old was diagnosed with asthma, pneumonia, and other illnesses besides COVID.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. But they are going to do the COVID treatment because...
On a three-year-old.
And you know what's so sad is if they just gave this kid something to help his immune system, he'd be fine. They gave him budesonide. Budesonide is such a wonderful steroid, been used by hundreds of thousands of people with success. And yet, these people are going to go in and they're going to want the kid admitted. And then when they claim COVID, they're going to do this kind of stuff to these kids. Can you imagine being there's a special place in hell, but can you imagine doing this as a doctor? Putting a kid on a vent like this? If the kid can say, mommy, I'm scared. Mommy hugs. I sorry, mommy. They have enough air. Why in the world are they doing a ventilator?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a special kind of evil, and it's reserved for a lot of medical doctors doing what they're told to do. and the ones that won't read studies. There's a special place in hell. There really is. Because at this point, 2 years later, I'm sorry. If you're that much of an idiot, Omicron is here. Fatigue and headaches. Oh my gosh, be very, very afraid. Let's stick a ventilator down you and an experimental drug. If you're that stupid, then you deserve to go to hell. That's basically where I'm at right now. You deserve everything you get. See you down there, right? Because if you trust these people, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. And I feel sorry for these little kids. They deserve better. But that they're going to get these doctors, these jokes and white lab coats. That's what they're going to get. It's just so sick.
You know, if you want to make those decisions for yourself, that's your business.
Yeah.
But for a three-year-old?
A three-year-old. There's got to be a special place in hell. And I'm sorry, but you can't claim ignorance anymore as a parent. You can't, because now we've had 2 years and too many people speaking out. So I just, can we get parental licenses revoked from people like this? This kid is still on a ventilator, by the way. He will be for a while. And I don't know that he'll make it. When you give the remdesivir with the ventilator, say our frontline doctors, you are basically drowning them in their own fluids and then watching them die. So I just, you know, there are probably some of you that have a problem with me saying this about these doctors here. But what other conclusion are you going to come to when they're sticking a three-year-old that's saying, I'm sorry, mommy, don't do, I'm scared. If they can have enough breath to say that, do you truly think they need a ventilator? And a doctor standing there and nurses standing there ready to give this to them? You nurses better start speaking out and you doctors better start speaking out. Because these deaths are going to be on your shoulders. No one else deserves the responsibility for this now. When you have a death rate that's that high, I'm sorry, but you can't sell it as we didn't know. We didn't read. We're doing what we were told. Any nurse that's going to stand there and watch this happen to a little kid, that murder is on your shoulders now. And doctors, that's on your shoulders for being a moron and an order taker. You can't say, well, I had to for my mortgage. I had to for my position in the hospital anymore. And if you're a nurse standing there watching this happen to little kids, as they're saying these kinds of things, as you put them under, if you can stand there and do it, it's a murder now. You're intentionally killing people, and you need to now take responsibility for that. You can't say, I couldn't whistleblow because I was going to lose my job, and I can't say anything, and I'm scared to speak out. Shame on you. You disgust me. You're a nurse and you know better and you're watching this happen to people? I'm sorry, but now you're on the line. You get the responsibility for murder, intentional murder. And you doctors who are too arrogant to actually do any research, it's on your shoulders now. These deaths are on your shoulders. No wonder doctor suicide is up.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I don't have any patience anymore. You guys know better. I'm sorry, but you know. The fact that you can do these kinds of things to people and watch their family stand around them and cry. And you're like, well, we didn't want to do it, but I couldn't speak out or I'd lose my job. Damn your job. Leave your job. If your job is murdering people, then get out of your job. I'm sorry, but at a certain point, you're going to have to take responsibility. Go stock shelves at a grocery store, hopefully not Walmart. I don't have much patience for people anymore. I don't. Because now people are just dying left and right, and you guys just don't care. That's what it came down to. You guys just don't care. If you're a doctor and you know better, start speaking out. Give me a break. Be right back.
Opportunity.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. This, it doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see," and I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind.
You guys realize that's my dedication to the medical personnel out there and the crimes against humanity being committed every day. I just, sorry, no patience anymore. I don't have patience anymore for these people. So every time you hear this, just know that I'm thinking about the medical community when I hear that song, because there's just an evil going on, and I hope people are smart enough to stop the evil. I really do. Welcome back to the show, and of course, we'll take a caller, won't we, Uncle Milty?
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. I'm just curious, in view of the conversation you're in, engaged in regarding the hospitals, which I can't say enough harsh stuff about them either, the way they're going. They've done it in with me. I don't trust them at all anymore.
Me neither.
But have you heard about the trials and tribulations that Alex Newman is going through?
No.
They're trying to kill his dad in a South Miami hospital.
Jeez.
So you might want to get in touch with him.
He was
on a show that I... he was in an interview that I ran into over the weekend.
Okay.
Talking about it.
Yeah, I'll text him right now.
He is the latest. I haven't heard. I know he was frantic, and he said one way or the other, we're going to bust him out of that hospital.
Well, yeah, I wonder why they, yeah. I mean, gosh, dang. All right, yeah, I'll text him right away. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
No, I was not aware. Thank you so much for letting me know. Appreciate it.
You
Alex
bet. God
Newman.
Bless.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I hate hearing this. And we're going to hear it more because it's just getting started. We're in January right
now. Yeah. That story is all over the internet now.
Is it?
Lots of different sites are carrying it about Alex Newman's father.
Okay.
So there's no secret to it. Look it up. pray.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just so many. I mean, they can get him out. They just have to take him out. Maybe even on hospice. I'd get him the hell out of there, though, because they only have one road. People don't understand. They're only going to do one thing.
Yep.
And their death rate's sky high. So who are you going to trust? I guess they could say about me, well, she's just a radio person. I'm the guy in the white coat. You know what? Whose death rate's higher?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I represent good doctors who actually give them people viable things to do that are healthy and that help them and keep people away from the hospital, right? So, I don't know. Let's just go off of, I don't know, the obvious. If you have a high death rate and you're in the hospital saying you're the only one with the answer, yeah, I don't think that works for people that have common sense. So,
I want to know what justification a hospital uses when they refuse to let someone see their personal doctor.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, at one point, until he retired, I had had my personal doctor for over 25 years. He knew everything about me.
Right, right, right.
He would be the person I'd want to see. And yet they're refusing to let you see your personal doctor.
Oh, it just makes me sick. If a kid or an adult has enough breath to have a conversation, I've heard so many horror stories about these doctors talking the family into a ventilator. I'm sorry, if you can have a conversation, why in the world are you even talking about a ventilator? Do you have conversations about life support? Oh, I don't want to go on life support. And here's the doctor. No, we really think you need life support. We really think you need to go on it to save your life. Think about that for just a moment. That's what they're doing with the ventilator. If you have a high death rate, why in the world are you going in? So it's a problem right now. Because it's going to get worse, and I know it's going to get worse, and that's the problem. There's a couple of, it just makes me sick to think a kid is sitting there saying, I'm scared. And the mother is idiotic enough to let the doctors do that to her child. I just don't have any words. I don't have any words. I don't have any words for the parent. I don't have any words for the... And I'm sorry if you're not... If you just think that what we do here is, you know, you want to toss it off as I heard it on the radio. I'm sorry. Look at the death rates. Just look at the death rates. That should speak for themselves. So... a couple of things. Crypto lost $130 billion in one day. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh because everybody probably has a little money in crypto. Just ride it out. Why don't people look at stocks anymore like, hey, you know, like I spent that money. And if it does well, I'll check it in a few years. I mean, we get in on this daily, got to find out where it's at kind of thing. And you shouldn't be looking at that as income. You should be looking at that as... like money you spent at the mall. And if it happens to come back to you, great. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't know why people get so freaked out looking at their stuff on the stock market every single day. It's going to do what it's going to do. And a lot of times, like crypto crashed a long time ago and then went way through the roof. It's here to stay. Digital currency is here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Well, not only that, but you might as well complain when your horse didn't come in at the racetrack, you know?
I know.
It's not any different.
I know. You're right. You're right. And people are just going crazy. And it's look, they're going to pass off the moronic variant as the reason that people are freaking out over the market. You know, fatigue and headache, because we're so afraid of fatigue and headache. Give me a break. Yeah. So tired of this, aren't you? In the next hour, we have, by the way, the word grandfather now. I can't make this up. Grandfather is, by the way, the WHO said new variants are coming. So I just want to mention that. And the grandfather article, grandfather is a not so nice word anymore. Did you know that? It's kind of an awful thing now. So grandfather they're trying to sell people on the idea that the word grandfather is not okay.
Well, if grand is absolutely a bad word.
Oh, yes.
Father is almost
annihilate
a sin.
Yeah.
So. And when you put them together, you've really got a problem.
You're right. Jeez, the news just makes me want to vomit today. I know I need to stop saying that, but it's the truth. So Washington, D.C. came out. Thanks, Susan. Washington, D.C. came out and basically said, I wouldn't call this food rationing, though. This is the message from DC Homeland Security and Emergency Management on Twitter. Ready for this? If you're hitting the grocery store to prepare for winter weather, please just buy what you need and leave some for others. Yeah, Brandon did this, by the way. You may have noticed empty shelves in some stores due to national supply chain issues. I'm sorry, national supply chain issues? We make enough product in this country to be fine. Anyway, but there is no need to buy nor more than you normally would. So that's not rationing, but it is a tale of things to come. I'll give you that. Yeah. Only take what you need is the meme. So have you guys been noticing all of this? Have you guys been noticing the amount of store shelves being emptied? Like your cheaper products totally gone?
I sure have. Yeah. I use distilled water every day.
Right.
And I went to the store to buy some distilled water. Not one grocery store in town had...
A lot of people are using it for humidifiers and things like that.
Humidifiers, all kinds of things. CPAP machines.
You know what I've heard, though? I've heard that if you use the hot water supply in your tap water and you let it sit for 30 minutes, you take it out of the hot water, that you can actually get rid of some of the chlorine in that water. So I've heard that. I don't know.
That's
anyway, if you let it sit for 30 minutes, the hot water part.
Well, the heating of the water helps make everything, makes it sediment.
Yeah.
Takes the hardness out of the water.
So, you know, there's that if you got desperate.
It's not the same, though.
Yeah, but that is weird. And I'll tell you, I've noticed it. I've noticed a lot of it. And I've noticed how Walmart's going into, like we mentioned this last week, into two kinds of bread, cheap white and cheap wheat. I feel like I'm in Poland at the turn of the 80s.
You know what a fabric shaver is?
Yeah.
That you use to take the pills off of sweaters and stuff?
Right.
I wanted to get one of those this week, and I have a sweater that needs that done.
You need a hobby.
And I'm telling you, no one in town carried it. No one in town carried this thing. I had to order it online.
Really?
Absolutely. And Walmart used to carry it.
Yeah. Well, Walmart doesn't carry a lot of stuff anymore.
No, they don't.
They are true soldiers in the New World Order. Let me just tell you, they love being part of the government.
Their entire fabric department is gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone.
It's gone in lieu of a bigger pharmacy. Yeah, we know where we're headed. Yeah, we do. More and more variants, 120 more shots. And for those variants, boy, that's a whole lot of variants really fast. Wonder if anybody ever really grasps that. Like, And the other thing that you have to kind of go, on is I did a lot of research on this because people usually don't think about this, but the Asian flu. The it's only particular. I don't know about you, but I just don't know that virus knows where the lines are that separate the countries and give you particular flus among particular peoples. We all know that's a lie, right?
Right. Viruses do not know geography, but they can tell what language you're speaking.
Yes, or what color you are. That is the truth. So we're such a stupid populace that we go, yes, this was something just from this particular, the Hong Kong flu, just from this particular region. Do you know they do that so that you have to get certain shots for certain countries so they can help promote not only the profiteering off that business, but also the lies behind it that you have particular regions that have particular illnesses like that. That they absolutely stay within lines. It's just like states. Like this state, you know, within these lines has more or less moronic variant. It's kind of like those lies. It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, the moronic variant's ridiculous. If you believe that, I've got some fatigue and a headache for you because that's all you're afraid of. But I'm tired. I'm tired of the lies. You know, I saw a good movie over the weekend. I'll share that with you. Redeeming Love. It was actually a really good movie. It was actually based on the book of Hosea, where the guy is told by God to marry this harlot. Okay. And it's an interesting story. And the only reason I bring it up is because there's a lot of symbolism in this story. And the symbolism is about, and it's a great love story, by the way, but it's an of redemption. Great story about redemption. and seeing in us what God sees in us. Okay, that's great. And I loved it. But the symbolism is Christ is the man, the bridegroom, and we are the harlot. And in the last days, we are the ones that remove ourselves and stray away from our covenants with God, and that we are the perpetual sinner. We are the ones that need, and he's just patient enough and loves us enough to put up with us. It's very interesting. And if you have that in mind, go see that movie. I thought it was great, actually. I walked away rather uplifted. I usually don't. I mean, it's a PG-13, you know. If you're super sensitive to a little saucy, then, you know, maybe it's not for you. I don't know. But, I mean, it wasn't like there wasn't, like, nudity or anything like that. It was just, it was a great story. And it's set in the Gold Rush era. So it's set in the mid-1800s. And I thought it was good. Yeah, I actually, it's very rare, don't you think, to leave a movie more uplifted?
Yes.
And feeling like, oh, good, God is very redemptive, and there's hope for us. Yeah. So I love that. I love that message.
What's rare for me is to leave a movie. Period. I don't really go to them anymore.
Oh, I know, me neither. That's why picking this one, I thought, well, it seems interesting, and it's better than all the other garbage they have out. And I was right. This movie was actually really good. Redeeming Love was the name of it. I thought it was good. I thought it was a neat story. But it is. It's based on the book of Hosea. Isn't that interesting? All right. So we'll be right back with Dr. Pesta. And then, of course, we have James Martinez coming on talking about Operation Mind Control. That'll be fascinating, too. So great national show ahead. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.